Guys, Sean is back, and it is screwing with us big time. Let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, JJ was just picking my nose on camera.
There we go.
What a start! What
so
a
shameless.
Start. What's up, Phil?
I'm back.
You're back.
/ never left.
That's right. Don't ever leave us. We'd be lost without you. Mm-hmm. And so would they. Where can they find you on social media?
At Phil Svitek.
Awesome. JJ, what's up, girl?
Hey, guys. You can follow me at JJ Jorgens. I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes. Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Did you eat a lot?
I didn't eat that much.
How?
We actually had my mom ordered it all in, so we didn't do the whole, we drove over to Phoenix, just got back today, but so it was nice. We didn't spend like hours in the kitchen and,
that's
you know,
good.
So
just hang out,
relaxing.
Watch some football, exactly. Have a couple beers.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. What did you guys think about the episode? This one, I think, was my favorite. I say this every week. I feel like this is my favorite of the season, but because I feel like there's finally some more things that are happening that we're not expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Sean is back. And that threw us for a bit of a loop. What were you thinking was going to happen with Sean when he first showed up?
Well, we thought a whole lot of other stuff that we predicted last episode, and they did not have in the way we thought. We thought for sure there'd be a lot more tension sexually between the two of them, and it wasn't to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did you think about him being clean a year, and then we find out he's married?
Yeah, I thought for sure, we both kind of saw it at the same time, that look he got when she was saying, because she went right to the, you think you can come back and get me back? We're like, uh-oh.
Were you surprised with that? By the way, Fiona jumped right back into it. Like
I was.
She all of a sudden, it was like, you know, she clearly is not over it. At all.
Yeah, I was surprised she switched that quickly, because I liked how she was, I liked her approach up until that point, you know, that I thought she just jumped and dove right back in, like,
she
way
did.
Too fast. I was like, oh, it did make me nervous for her, and then when I saw his face, I thought, uh-oh, here
well,
we go.
When it comes to marriage, that's like a pretty big commitment.
Yeah.
B, her whole life, when it's come to sort of, I guess, men, certainly drug addict men, she's never had the final say. It's always been Frank, and now it's been Sean. And so in that regard, yeah, she wanted the final say.
Well, talk about needing closure. I mean, you know, any normal relationship that hasn't, you know, a fairly normal breakup, you still feel like you need some type of closure. I couldn't even imagine finding out that your fiance is doing drugs, isn't the person that you thought he was, and then he just leaves, and then just shows up at your house, by the way.
Right. In your front, already in, you know, yeah, Liam lets him in. But yeah, I felt so sad for her in this episode, because I just thought she's been working so hard, you know, and that was so devastating what happened with him. And but she really like took it in a positive direction and was turning her life around and has her business going and just so like so much. And I just thought, oh, what a blow to her to just, I mean, it's not fair to her, you know. It is one of those situations where like, ah, she did just prepare him for the next lady that came in and then gets
she totally got shafted.
She did.
Yeah. Did we want to see them back together? Was that a thought in your head at all?
No.
It's so bad just because I love him.
We love him. That's why. I don't think we love them.
We don't.
But we just love him.
Right. And so I did want to see him around for like a couple more episodes just because
selfishly
I love him so much. But good for Fiona.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. The other girl, not Thunder Cunt, but the other girl, she gave her the arm squeeze.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yes. Let's talk about the old arm squeeze. We were laughing because we saw a lot of just like little motions today that we were like, oh, something's going on there. Like, what's going to happen? And that was a big one.
Yep.
We said it in the first episode, like, those two are totally going to get it on at some point. But like, when is it going to happen?
Well, we said tonight, like, once this blow hit, we're like, oh, that's the final blow. That's going to turn her. Like, she's going to now be ready to, like, take a chance on something real, you know, I don't know, just maybe be more open to other opportunities.
Yeah. My only question is, she really seems to be, like, all in with ThunderCon. You know, like, we haven't, those two are still, I mean, I guess we haven't seen too much of their relationship together. They're always separate in the scenes, but as of
now. Like, I feel like it's like, show me why you want me. Like, you know what I mean? That's the message being thrown out. Like, listen, I'm going to make it so easy for you. I'm going to date this girl. She's going to be shitty. All you have to do is just be a little bit better than her, and you got me. But you got to put in some effort.
Phil wants the game.
That's right.
The game.
It's all about
games.
I'm going to throw out a little arm squeeze every now and then, but you got to work. You got to, you know, 10% get there.
It was a good arm squeeze because it wasn't just like, I mean, she was like, you know, like it she went for it there.
I mean, I like her. I'd be into it. I'm totally fine with it.
I'm good with it too.
Yeah.
I'm in.
We know you're in.
Phil, you got one of your favorite scenes at the beginning of this episode tonight?
Yeah, Phil, tell us why it was your favorite.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that when we talk about it.
Well, let's talk about it now. Why waste any time?
I don't know.
The first scene opens with Lip, you know, surrounded by a bunch of strippers, girls. I mean, who knows who they were. They were
women.
Just all
Why
naked.
Why can't they just be women? All encompassing.
I don't know. I can't dance like that.
Because there were a lot of poles and there was a lot of boobies.
Nice, like,
perky round
tits.
Hey, kids got a great imagination. What can I say?
So, yeah, and I was like, oh, this can't be real. And you were like, yes, it is. Come on.
It should be real.
But, it was a dream. Poor little Liam's like, yo, got a stiffy again?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Okay, there's a lot of stuff to talk about in the middle. But, I mean, when you look at it of, like, where he goes from one fantasy, and then he gets with the fantasy chick.
Yes!
It's pretty good!
Phil, like, let's just call a spade a spade. Just say you like looking at the tits in the beginning, and that's it.
Also liked who he had sex with later
and
on.
I knew that one was coming, the way she was getting, because they're showing her more, and then she was just getting so annoyed by
it. Well, we said that in the beginning, she's a total, you know, hardcore, like, bitch, but there's gonna be a thing for sure. But she totally, like, beat him up while they were having sex. She was smacking him in the face and choking him, and I don't think he enjoyed it like he wanted to. But maybe
I think
he's
gonna get hooked.
Well, I think she might get hooked because she's sober. She said she gave us that little tidbit about how, you know, if he keeps talking about it, she's gonna slip right back into her old habits. So there's, you know, that easy way of, you know, being with somebody that's also trying to better themselves, because he starts using Tinder, tries to find somebody that way to have sex with, and the girl that he meets at the bar tastes like rum. And we were so proud of him for just leaving. Yeah.
And I'm glad it didn't work out with the girl at the diner either, because you can't do that. You can't have it where your ex is right there and then be with her friend, and that would have been just messy too. He needed somebody to like this girl, that it was just like, let's go upstairs now. And, like, you know.
Right. She's just like, you need it, I'll take one for the team. Here we go.
But to be fair, they also still work together. It's not like the diner girl, they work together too. And granted, she's friends with, I forget her name at this, sorry. But anyway, I forget. Anyway, but so there's still a relate. It's not like a one and done.
Yeah.
It's not like she's walking down the street and being like, oh, I can't handle this. Like, let's go.
Well, right. And he's not supposed to be in a relationship. So he's going to have to try his hardest to not move it that direction. Mm-hmm.
Well, just because you're not in a relationship with somebody doesn't mean that if you don't see them on a daily basis, you don't have some relationship.
Type of connection.
There's work relationships, you know?
For sure. Yeah. Do you think that his, you know, the guy that's acting as his sponsor, that's giving him all of his advice and everything, now that he had a kid, do you think he's going to be around as much? Or do you think it's going to, you know, he's going to kind of move away from that role and we're going to see Lip having to kind of do this on his own?
It's a good question. Maybe a little more on his own. I mean, maybe
maybe it won't even be a big change at all. I don't know.
What happened to Ewens? We just...
Well, true. I mean, gosh, that guy. And I wasn't here for the episode with you guys last week. And boy, did he fuck up that house. And his... Oh, God, I know. I felt really bad because I've always liked him. But yeah, we didn't see him at all this week. Mm-mm. But it also...
We didn't even get an update.
Lip's responsibility... To, you know, he took care of him and was trying to find him a lawyer and did what he could in that moment. So maybe we'll see him again.
And it was weird not to get an update at all, though, after it was so much of the episode last week. And everybody was helping him.
You know, like, and especially at that point, like, he learned the higher ground of part of being sober is being narcissistic, where you help people. And so, like, the fact that now, whatever time, let's say weeks later, now he's just a horny little bastard. Like, it's
complete switch. Yeah, right, that's true. There is a big disconnect. Yeah. Yeah.
They probably, I mean, that one was pretty heavy last week, though, too. So maybe it was just like, okay, let's lighten the load a little bit this week.
Pun intended. You know, Shameless does tend to, like, bring things back, though, weeks after it happened, and all of a sudden that storyline's back. So it's very possible that it's just that happening again.
Hopefully. It feels a little bit more episodic, these couple of last episodes.
Yeah.
Like, one, you know, standoff, one and done type of things. Mm-hmm. It's good, but now I want to start to see some layering in.
Well, we're, you know, episode 4, so we've got about 2 or 3 more until stuff starts to get real heavy.
Yes.
And then I start to cry.
Do you?
We'll see. I don't know. Debbie, today, we got to watch her with Franny and trying to help Fiona a little bit. With, you know, Sean when he shows up, and she's a total, you know, the whole family came by her side, like, immediately. Yeah. They were
except
all
Liam.
Like, poor Liam, you wouldn't know. Yeah, you know, Debbie being like, you are independent, you can do this, we're fine. And we see Debbie carrying Franny and all of her welding gear and, like, all this stuff, and just, you know, doing the best she can. Now that she's alone and Neil, you know, kicked her to the curb.
I like that she admits that she it was a relationship of convenience, you know.
Yeah,
it was
for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I like the improvements a little bit in Debs this week, admitting that, and then really feeling sad that she did miss out on the first steps and how moved she was by that. And I really think she does want to be there for more of those moments. So good
I
Debs
that
this week
too, because we haven't seen her always be, you know, that invested of a mom, especially in the beginning. And yeah, she definitely, you know, really did miss out on that moment. And then of course the baby walks at the end, the family gets to see it, but she walks right over to Frank St. Francis.
Well, they are namesakes.
They are. Yep.
Francis and Franny.
Franny. I know, that's still funny.
Is this Franny? Is that her full name?
No, she was Francis.
Francesca?
Wasn't she Francis as well, named after him? And they were all like, you named her after Frank?
Okay.
I thought that's what it was. But yeah, so we liked her movement a little bit more this episode. What about Kev? Let's talk a little bit about Kev's storyline, because he was a major character in this episode, finding his, you know, new/old family, and kind of learning more about the Kentucky roots that he comes from. What did you think about that whole storyline? Do we like it for Kev? Like, where is this going?
I thought it was too comedic for the emotional ties it should have had. I know that's, like, Shameless usually does a good fine balance. This went a little bit too comedy for me.
Okay.
I mean, this is, we've never seen his family. This is supposed to, you know, they left them at the goddamn gas station, and we're just kind of taking it in and having a laugh about it.
But then didn't we find out at the end that's not what happened?
Well, then we find out they left him, like, on purpose.
Right.
Like, at first it was like an accident, and then at the end we find out, no, that they really meant to, because they had too many kids.
There was one too many. They
I know.
To throw
I kind
up.
Of agree with you. Like I like finding more about Kev. So I'm enjoying, like, seeing more of his character side. But there is something that's like,
it's a little much.
Yeah,
his parents still aren't there though, so it's not like you get that emotional, super emotional tie to his exact parents. So maybe that's why they didn't take in that direction. And I think that it's going to get more emotional once V starts talking to him about his family, if she does. Because, you know, all of the racist things that they were thrown in there with, you know, their Confederate great whatever with the slaves, and then the little
their
daughters
friends
are running around with KKK costumes.
Yeah. Halloween
and
she's like, costumes.
That's for Halloween. So it might get more emotional that way.
I don't know.
But we see in, you know, scenes for next week that he's taking it to heart. He's dressed up kind of like the rest of his family back in Chicago, it looks like. So
just playing his good old banjo.
I don't know. Yeah. Yes. We'll see. I felt bad for V in that situation because you could tell how uncomfortable she was. And you all also don't want him to turn into that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, you know, a bit of a worry of hers. We'll see.
Well, I think just by the sheer fact that I don't know, it's strange to me. I want to see what's going to happen next episode. Only because it would seem to me that based off seeing his family now, he would be want to be completely opposite in terms of them. Mm-hmm. Although I guess where the fact that he left it off with the emotion of like, hey, I'm the successful one in the family, is it's good, but it's also frightening that that's what you're going to walk away with and you're going to try to continue the legacy as opposed to like, wow, if I'm the best these people have to offer,
right,
they're not so good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think so. It's a, you know, him wanting to also have that, like, those memories, family memories and that kind of stuff. His Binky, his stuffed animal, he remembered right away, and then we see him sleeping with it for the rest of the episode. It's like those little things that I think he might grab onto and really continue to long for. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't really need to see much more of his family, though. Like, I don't care about the storyline.
Yeah, I don't either. I agree with you. Like, and I part of me is like, and how strong V is too. Like, seeing all that stuff going on there too, I would think that he would just be like, let's get out of here, let's go. You know what I mean? Let's just, I don't know, to stay in there any longer with some of that stuff that's going on there. Just
Kev does jump in though, like 100% with new things, like the thruple. I mean, he was into it. Like,
what's up with the thruple?
Well, that's the other thing. We didn't see Svetlana at all today, so they got rid of a couple storylines that we saw last week. You know, that didn't come back this week, and then maybe that'll be the emphasis. You know, the following week. But yeah, they made a deal because she couldn't, or V couldn't take it anymore. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, this is a great segue into business owners in general. This ties in Kev, V, Svetlana, and even Frank, who's now management.
Yes.
Are you in need of great talent for your business but short on time? You don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire. You just need to find the right tools, smarter tools. That's right. I'm talking about ZipRecruiter, ladies and gentlemen. With ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the world's web's leading job boards with just one click.
Nice.
You're supposed to do that. Then ZipRecruiter puts in its smart matching technology to work, actively notifying qualified candidates about your job within minutes of posting so you receive the best possible matches. That's right. ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other hiring sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the right candidates finding you. It finds them.
Nice. Who's looking for a job?
Aren't we all?
Yes.
And no wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. That's right. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by growing businesses of all sizes and industries to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you guys, that's you at home, can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's FREE. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/buzz. That's ZipRecruiter.com/buzz. One more time. Go there for free. ZipRecruiter.com/buzz.
Now say ZipRecruiter 5 times fast.
As long as you use the promo code buzz.
Yeah. Thank you, Phil. And thank you, ZipRecruiter. Where were we? That was such a gorgeous reading.
Well, we just finished off with Kev.
Yeah. So we'll see. We're over the family consensus. Okay. We'll see. Ian.
Heritage, not hate.
That's right.
Hashtag.
That's right.
Moving on.
So Ian, he's stuck in a little pickle this week. I felt bad for him. I don't know how I feel about this whole situation with him and his ex, and they're still talking, and Ian honestly was trying to help, you know, the girl that came in with a huge cut on her arm because her dealer cut her with a razor, she said. And to me, he's a paramedic. Like, how would you not try to help somebody in that situation? I mean, maybe, do you think he went above and beyond by letting her sleep at his house? Like, is that unprofessional to you? Like, was that crossing the line in your eyes? But she doesn't. He also doesn't know the situation though with that girl and her trying to find housing and stuff. He has no idea what's going on at the youth center. So, in, you know, if you think about it like that, is it still completely crossing the line? Go ahead, Phil. You.
I'm going to say yes, but yeah, okay. If you want
to. I mean, I think it'd be a tough situation. It's probably something I would have done as well. Just been like thinking they needed a place to stay, and maybe like, okay, you can stay one night, figure it out, you know. But yeah, since he didn't know that she had the if he knew about the curfew and that she had to be in the housing thing, then yes, I think it's definitely crossing the line.
Right.
In this sense, to me, it's a little bit of a gray area.
I agree with you because I think if he did know, I think he would have definitely sent her back for her curfew, and he did have her sleep on the couch. It was downstairs until she came up to the bedroom and slept with him, and it seemed like he didn't even know until the morning.
Yeah.
Because he immediately, like, threw his pants on and was uncomfortable. But he then does give her, you know, give her his number so that she can come back. But I just, to me, it didn't seem like it was in any type of, you know, trying to get back into the good graces of his ex. Like, I feel like he just felt like that was what was right to do. Mm-hmm. Let's hear it, Phil. Come on.
Luckily for you, I am a man of absolutes.
Okay, come on. Let's hear it.
Here's the thing. He's not her peer. You know, he's whether like in his ENT position or, you know, with Trevor, he's in a higher position. And so I think it's one thing to say like, okay, hey, listen, I'm going to try to find you some, you know, why don't we try to find you a friend that you could stay with or a family member or somebody versus like, yeah, just stay over. I think, you know, you do what you can, but there is that, you know, that line that can't be crossed, and that was crossing the line.
I just feel like that line's been crossed with the Gallagher so many times. So, like
yeah,
they
but he
don't.
Can't, he's got to rise nobody above his Gallagherness.
But there comes a point where it's like that's what you know. Like they know helping people in that type of situation, and it kind of seemed like he may have talked to her at the youth center before and said, "Listen, if you're ever in a bind or you need help, please come to me, and I'll help you."
See, I think if he would have done it more, now letting her stay again, for me, starts to cross the line because
agreed.
At this point, he knew that, okay, I started her down on the couch, like just thinking I was being nice, letting her out. But when you wake up and somebody's actually crawled into your bed, you kind of know, like, okay, there's some issues here. There's something else, you know. So, and I think after what, you know, he found out too, that from her, what she was dealing with her past,
right.
That clearly there's little more beneath what she's doing. So at this point, if he continued that to go on, then I think it's definitely crossing the line.
Yeah, I agree with that. Well, and I don't think he'll do it. Obviously, yeah. they had a talk, and he's going to help her, help his ex try to find some housing for her, appropriate housing for her. And now he knows. Mm-hmm. Learning lesson, mm-hmm. Phil.
I feel like...
So if you come to me with your arm sliced open and you need a place to stay, I will make sure to patch
That's
up
different.
Your arm.
We're friends.
And send you
We're
on.
We're friend to friend.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You said it. No, you're not getting my help.
That's Are you an EMT that I'm unaware of?
No, you're right.
See?
The farthest I ever got, I pulled out a bunch of kids' teeth when I was little. I thought I was going to be a dentist.
Oh.
So if you ever have a loose tooth, I'm here to help you.
All righty.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Thank you. Okay, Frank and Liam, I actually love Frank's storyline right now. Saint Francis is helping Liam, and he's, you know, saying he's admitting he screwed up all the other kids, so his last chance is Liam. And he's trying to get involved with school. Who's surprised that the moms are, like, absolutely, like, loving Frank? Bow down. He's a man. He's a man.
He's always very charming initially. So let's see how they take to him by, like, I'll even give it 2 weeks. You know, I won't even say 3 weeks, 4 weeks, just 2 weeks.
Do you think he's going to get with the one that told him to...
Oh, yeah. Is she... Okay, here's the thing.
So
is
too.
She married or is she not?
Well, I mean...
She's a real housewife of Chicago or not?
We would like to think she's not married, but, I mean, you don't know. Who knows?
I would like to think she's not married either.
Right.
Divorced.
But maybe.
But not. Mm-hmm. Married.
Right, yeah, we don't know, and who knows if we'll ever find out. It's so funny, though, when they're showing him being sprayed with the water at the car wash and all the lights hitting him perfectly, and all of us, like, I don't know what you guys thought, but I was like, oh, God, like, that's Frank. He's not attractive at all, but the moms are like, oh, wow, he's such a man. Like, his body is so, like, he's so skinny.
But I love how he owns it, you know, and I love how he's doing, like, his hair flip and, like, you know.
It's all contextual. Yeah. You know, if you didn't know that 8 seasons of, like, drug addict behavior, and all you see is a guy, like, that can actually do something, and, like, let's
Brian
say last time...
plays with his kid, and...
Yeah.
Especially compared to the guys just sitting in that room, you know?
How funny was Frank's, like, speech, too, his monologue in the PTA meeting, where he's like... whether you're straight or gay, and a lot of you look gay.
Sticking in the front or sticking in the back.
As long as you stick it in there like a man. I mean, he's hysterical.
Loved it.
Eating all the cupcakes. Like, he's just, he's still Frank. Like, there's definitely still some Frank in there, the way he lectures everybody and goes on those rants about stuff. It's just a... nicer version of
Frank. I think
Frank.
That's why it's really working for me, too, is because that Frank is still in there. We're still getting those speeches, and we're still getting that stuff that you're just like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he said that, or, you know. Yep. So it's not like he completely, like, switched character totally on us, right. You know. So I think that's what's been really enjoyable for me.
I mean, do we think he switches at all this entire season, or is he, like, good Frank this season?
Yeah, I think he's good Frank.
You think he's good Frank this season?
Yeah. What purpose does he have to do alcohol or drink?
I don't know.
Which is the same thing, I didn't realize. That was redundant.
That's
alcohol
okay.
or drink.
Liam has another black student joins the school. And all, you know, Frank thinks it's going to be great. The teachers obviously think it's great because, you know, they need some more diversity at the school. And you could tell immediately when this other kid walks in that he's got more swag. He's like... he's like the cooler version of Liam. I mean, the kids already want to switch, like, who they're picking first.
He's got an earring.
Yeah. He does.
He's got an earring.
And that would be cool when you're that little. Like, yeah. So now what happens? Is Liam just going to be, like, thrown to the wayside? What happens to our little Liam?
He's got to fight. He's got to learn to be a Gallagher.
Yeah. Do you think that side's in him? Like, it's in there somewhere? Or do you think he's, like, the opposite because he's seen it so much, and now he's kind of hanging out with totally different people? Because we haven't seen that side of him. Like, the things that he's done has just kind of happened to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we might see a little... I think he might get in conflict with this other kid, and so we might see some new sides of Liam in that.
Now watch all the white parents be like, this is why we can't have the black kids in school, because all they got the gangs, and they go fighting.
Well, Shameless will take it there, for sure, if they want to. They totally will. Well, when we see Liam fails a test next week, we saw that in the scenes coming up, but Frank defending him hilariously. How would he know what a foyer is?
Well, how would he know anything about the test when he's getting called out every 2 minutes to stay in a stupid picture?
Yeah, not his fault.
Yeah.
Not his
can't
fault
even learn.
All. He can't. So. Carl, on the other hand.
I salute him.
Carl is, you know, he's so funny because his morals tend to just, like, whatever when it's not about the army. And then when it is about the army, it's like he follows it to a T and he's totally engaged and, like, you know, loves being patriotic for his country. Mm-hmm. He finds out that the neighbor, his Purple Heart was stolen and, you know, some other medal that he got was stolen. And so he's, like, taken out. Bunch of weapons and some traps and stuff to catch the guy that he finally catches at the end. I mean, what do you guys think about Carl? It's just ridiculous.
Carl's Carl. You know, I want to see him. It's a weird dichotomy because we've been seeing him, like, sell drugs in the past couple episodes.
Right.
So I do like him getting back into sort of his routine and kind of him keeping in shape and whatnot. And, we'll see how it goes. I like the positive nature of it all.
I do too. And I liked him doing something good for the neighborhood needed it. You know, the lady was out with flyers and they're
have
trying to track this guy.
Have we seen that lady before?
I doubt it.
I think so.
Maybe in the background somewhere.
Yeah. And so they're starting a neighborhood watch.
Yeah.
Again, trying to make this neighborhood a little bit better. You think the Lisas still live there?
Who knows?
We never saw them again. They moved. They couldn't deal with that shit.
They moved into Fiona's building.
Right. Well, okay, so we saw a lot coming up next week, so let's get into some predictions about what we think all of those scenes for next week were.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so first question then would be, since we're talking about it, we see Thundercunt somehow involved with the selling of a church, and it seems like Fiona is interested and the family is, you know, kind of getting into it too, because it looked like they were trying to find money to buy the church. What do we think is going on here?
How do you make money on a church?
Well, is she going to try to turn it into apartments? But, like, how
that would
does
be
she...
so sacrilegious.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, though, I know a bunch of churches that have been turned into apartments.
Really?
Yeah, my cousin lived in one.
Hmm.
Yeah. She actually had the most amazing stained glass window in her apartment. But it's, like, these old churches that are, you know, not being used for years, and then somebody comes and turns them into the...
All right.
I don't know. That's actually not, I don't think, super
uncommon.
I'd be
uncommon. So ashamed to have sex in there, but that's neither here nor there.
Phil, come on.
Let me have sex in a church.
You're not having sex. I'm just kidding.
Anyway.
He actually is having sex.
Thank you.
More than I'm having.
All right. I was more interested in the guy who is eating up this electricity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what do we think's happening with him?
Something shady. Definitely going to be something shady on that one, I think.
Well, so he's bringing in all this tech equipment, and they mentioned a few things like, wow, that's a lot of, like, gadgets, that's a lot of technology, and then he blows the circuit right away after, you know, trying to use them, and then he makes a comment about renting the place just because the utilities were not included.
No, they were.
They were
because
included,
they weren't included,
yeah.
Excuse me, yeah. So, like, is he running something illegal out of his house? Like, you thought maybe it was just him starting a startup company in his apartment?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Well, remember when Lip worked for that other startup company?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
they
were
doing, yeah.
That would tie back somehow, you know, not that they have to go that route.
I feel like it's something shady just because I feel like they had us kind of rooting for this guy because we liked him after the one lady tried
we
to like
the
not,
other girl.
Yeah,
trying to get her
exactly.
In there, yeah.
So now I feel like there's, yeah, since he said that tonight, that's the reason why he basically wants to stay there. Is I don't know. I just feel like there's going to be something not so good that he's up to.
Yeah, I agree. There's too many little like comments here and there for there not to be something going on.
Yeah.
And hopefully Fiona's not going to get screwed because he's calling the electrician and just having him, like, add breakers and a bunch of stuff. And,
well, and how much her bill is going to be because of that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's going to, that maybe is just going to end up being the issue. Can you evict someone for that?
Well, technically, no, especially when she signed off on it.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so who knows? But technically, most of the people probably don't use, you know, like the meth addict guy, you know, he's just using candles and such. So
getting his head stuck in fences.
Yeah.
He's busy.
Busy. Indeed. So, I don't, yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
I'm very curious. I don't trust them, though.
Yeah. I don't either. Do we have any other predictions for next week?
Why is Kev playing the banjo?
I'm telling you, he's going to take this Kentucky thing a little bit too far. That would be my prediction. Until V can't handle it anymore and is like, listen, your family's racist.
Yeah.
You're better than that.
But, like, take to the bar and, like, make it Kentucky Fried Kev's. I don't care. Like, do something with it. Why do it at the house?
Maybe it does spark some kind of imagination, creativity. But now Svetlana's back. Yeah. You think the people of Chicago are ready for that? That kind of place? Do they need that?
Kentucky Fried Kev's, yeah.
I need some Kentucky Fried Kev in my life. Yeah.
Could have been a great wrestler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. His arms during that. Woo! Woo, Kev! Hey!
Yep.
Yeah, I totally agree. All right, well, is that all we got for this week, folks?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of loose storylines just kind of meandering, and hopefully it's for the better, you know?
Yeah.
I don't mind it, but I want to see some things start to tie in a little bit more.
Okay, cool.
That's all.
I'm into it.
Cool.
Phil, where can everybody find you on social media?
At Phil Svitek, at AfterBuzz TV, and at Bonjour Juliet. I know that's not all me, but just throwing love everywhere.
We were missing
everywhere.
Juliet this week. Hopefully she'll be back next week, I'm sure.
Yes.
Good.
You can follow me at JJ Jorgens on Twitter and JJ.Jorgens on Instagram.
And you guys can find me everywhere at Haley Clover. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you're subscribing to AfterBuzz so that you can see everybody else's after shows because they're awesome. Not as cool as us, but they're cool too.
Of course. Check out Tom Girl.
Yes, Tom Girl TV.
Tuesday nights.
What time?
6 p.m.
Awesome.
PT.
And if you have that special someone in your life, don't be afraid to give them a nice arm squeeze.
PSA.
It is the season of love.
Or slap them around a little bit.
Yeah, if you're into that kind of stuff too, we're fine with it. No judgments. We will see you guys next week, and we'll talk to you on YouTube.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.